And hi, everyone. We are talking about the fallout from fake news. Brian Williams is suspended for 6 months from NBC News, and Jon Stewart is retiring from The Daily Show, but for totally different reasons. Joining me is someone I turn to on media matters like this, plus he is a lot snarkier and smarter than me. Michael Horowitz is a veteran of the media in both news and entertainment. Back in the 1990s, he was the executive producer of The Late 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 Show with Tom Snyder. Actually, it's two lates. He has been an executive producer and managing editor with various local news organizations. He has worked on shows for networks ranging from Animal Planet, Food Network, to Al Jazeera. He was also a senior producer at a show called Real TV, where he was a huge pain in the ass to the host of the show. Michael, welcome.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hello. There you are.
Okay. I was always here. Where were you? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Yesterday, a big day in the history of the media. Brian Williams suspended for 6 months. For making stuff up, Jon Stewart announced he would be leaving The Daily Show. At the same time, you posted this on Facebook. The Daily Show is looking for a recently available journalist who's good at delivering fake news. Know anyone? So I guess you're no longer up for the executive producer job at NBC News, and I guess you think Brian Williams had this coming to him.
It was a joke, John. I mean, look, let's break this down, because this is very difficult. It's, you invited me on, so now you got to listen to me. There are many different directions we can go with in this conversation. First one is, Brian Williams is a nice guy. He personally saved the job of a friend of mine who was about to be laid off at MSNBC, not once but twice, and Brian Williams personally intervened and saved the friend of the job of one of my best friends. So everybody's got a story like that about Brian Williams.
Absolutely.
You know, if the guy was a dick, nobody would care. But, you know, if you're a nice man, you deserve a second chance. I believe in second chances. So, now, on the other hand, and I'm not even going to begin to think that I have any of the answers here, but on the other hand, I don't think that this is that big a deal to most of America. It's a big deal to you, and it's a big deal to me, because this is our craft, this is our profession, and we've spent many years honoring the profession by doing a good job, and here's a guy who stretches the truth, and it doesn't make you look good, it doesn't make me look good. But on the other hand, I'm sitting here in an office building with tons of young people who, A, probably don't even know who Brian Williams is, certainly not the ones
Absolutely.
I've talked to, and B, they don't care. These guys come and go now. It's not like in the old days when Cronkite stayed there for decades, and Chancellor, and, poor Peter Jennings who died. But, they don't give us a chance to bond with anybody anymore. So, if it's not Brian Williams, another guy's going to come along. And what's the big deal? So, where's this conversation going to go? I don't know.
Well, I think there is a big deal, but at the same time, too, I agree with you. Brian Williams had to do a balancing act of being a so-called trusted journalist while also being someone who was delivering ratings. And he actually did that quite well, and he did it really well by being entertaining. Now, I go back to my years when I was a news anchor. I had to get out there. I had to kind of wow the crowds off the air to get them to watch so they would watch the news. So you've got to be a celebrity or a salesperson for your media outlet. That's what you're paid to do. On the other hand, he's got this balancing act of being both. So I do have sympathy for him. Yet at the same time, too, I think this is endemic in the industry more than it is anything else. I mean, I do feel sorry for him. And I do think in the end, Brian Williams is going to end up standing on his feet because, like what you were saying, seems like he's a great guy. I've never heard anything bad about him, although I did hear that Tom Brokaw is a little chilly toward him. Brokaw isn't a big fan of Brian Williams, according to a story in Politico. But at the same time, too, I think this is very endemic of our system. I mean, it's so easy for the people on Fox News to go and to start criticizing him because they don't have to do news over there. He has to do news, and he has to be entertaining. So I agree with you in many respects. I just think there's something flawed with our industry more than there is anything else than a Brian Williams, because I'm sure there are other ones that do it. I cannot watch any network newscast. I think as far as news goes, they're absolutely unwatchable. The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, I'm sure he's a good guy, and I get the idea he's a good journalist and a good storyteller. I can't watch him, and I can't watch David Muir. I mean, they're just so breathy, dramatic about everything, and it's like, you're not giving me the news. Give me the news. I get much more news from Twitter and Facebook or even The Daily Show than I do from a lot of these network newscasts. So in many respects, I do agree with you. I do think that Brian Williams deserves a second chance. On the other hand, I think this might be the best thing for his career. He can actually go out and do something else using his talent.
Oh, I don't think this is the best thing that ever happened to his career. I think this is the worst thing that ever happened to his career.
In hindsight, it might not be.
Oh, please. You know, I mean, not only do you leave $5 million on the table, how does this guy in a political debate, if he ever is fortunate enough to moderate a political debate, for example, they catch somebody in a lie, how does a guy like him confront a political candidate saying, you lied about such an issue? Yeah, well, you lied about the chopper.
Mm-hmm.
Or
absolutely.
I mean, this is really, really screwed up. I mean, How does he maneuver? How does he ever go into a battle zone ever again? No. Do I think he can overcome it? Yeah, because he's a nice guy. And this all comes down to he's a nice guy. But you raise a few points that I have to address. I would never allow the anchor, if I was the head of a network, I would never allow the anchor to go on with Jimmy Fallon and slow jam the news. That's just not happening. So in that respect, I mean, you don't see Scott Pelley, you don't see David Muir, you would never have seen Peter Jennings go on an entertainment show unless it was, you know, like Dan Rather would go on with Tom Snyder or with Letterman to talk about his experiences. But Brian Williams, I mean, I've known this for a while, but he thought he had a real chance to throw his hat in the ring to succeed Jay Leno on
The Tonight Show. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
I mean, what is going on with him? And for this, I blame NBC management. They should have put the brakes on this a long time ago. He's hosting Saturday Night Live. He's going on 30 Rock. I mean, yeah, if he, you know, he feels as though he needs to do this in order to keep his job. Now, that's an environment that NBC News helped propagate, and they're as guilty as he is. I'm sorry to say, but you'll never see Scott Pelley slow jam in the news.
Correct.
Now, my second thing is, yeah, I can't stand to watch the stuff either. Some days are better than others, but the way network news has gone at 6:30 is it's either weather or gossip. So the proper anchors should probably be Sam Champion and Maria Menounos, because that's what the content is these days. What do we even need Brian Williams and his so-called credibility for? Now, I'm making an absurd point, but you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Michael Horowitz. He's a longtime news producer and TV show executive. He worked with me on Real TV as my senior producer. He's also worked on the Late Late Show with Tom Snyder. He's also worked for various news operations and also networks like Animal Planet, Food Network, and Al Jazeera. I can't believe you cut me off when I was trying to tell people exactly who you were. So do you think he's ever coming back to NBC News? I don't.
Man, that's the big question. I sometimes I think he will. And sometimes I think he won't. Now, New York Magazine just published an article on their website saying they're looking into his expense reports. I think if it turns out that he absolutely fibbed on one other anecdote, whether it winds up being Katrina with a dead body floating past the Ritz-Carlton or the chopper in Israel with the Hezbollah rockets, if this becomes a pattern, then Lester Holt should start thinking about redecorating his office and moving up to the big chair. But if they don't find anything else, you know, maybe he survives this.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, does he survive as a television personality, not necessarily as a television news personality?
I don't think you'll ever see him slow jam in the news again with Jimmy Fallon.
Well,
what if he's trouble in the first place?
Yeah, but what if he's not going to be a news anchor? I mean, what if he just gets his own show somewhere where it's not necessarily news? I mean, it could be an MSNBC show. I mean, what if they gave him something like that? Or could he?
Well, who cares? I mean,
What if he became what Glenn Beck has become? What if he starts something like The Blaze, something like that?
I don't really care. You don't need. We're talking about the credibility of the anchor of the NBC Nightly News. Anything else is not really an issue to me. And, you know, frankly, I can't see him doing, you know, an hour on MSNBC. That would be crushing to his ego. I may be wrong, but I don't think so.
Okay, but at the same time, too, you've got somebody who certainly has some form of entertainment aspirations. I mean, the fact that he wanted to be on The Tonight Show, he wanted to be the host of The Tonight Show, I think this is where he's going. And I think this is eventually going to be his alternative of what he's going to look at.
Yeah, more power to him. I mean, I don't have any thoughts on that. If he thinks he's going to get a, you know, a syndicated talk show host and talk to transvestites at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, go do it.
Well, and I agree with you. I don't think he wants to do that, but I think he would try to find something that would be more suited to exactly what he wants to do. How about what I was talking about before? A lot of the detractors and haters. You know, it's easy for a Fox News to pile on. Even CNN seems to have piled on more or less on telling the story or running the story over and over again. They're allowed, I guess, to make their say about it, but I mean, aren't they without credibility too?
Yeah, well, yes, pot, kettle, black. But it doesn't, you know, that's what they do. For them, to use that old phrase, this is low-hanging fruit. What are you going to do, tell the Fox News anchors not to talk about Brian Williams? Yeah, I mean, you can't keep this from them. It's fair game. And what, are you going to be surprised? I'd be surprised if they didn't make great hay over this. And they're in the media capital of the world. They're on Sixth Avenue. It's the front page of all the New York City tabloids. You know, of course they're going to do this. I'd be shocked if they didn't.
When you were talking about working with some of the younger people who may not even know who Brian Williams is, do you get the idea that this is eventually going to be in the history of the media? We're going to kind of look back and say, yeah, okay, yeah, we were all worked up over Brian Williams. People aren't getting their news. I mean, I get my news from Twitter and Facebook at first, and then I go to the news organizations. I was the other day, I was posting the whole Charlie Hebdo thing. I was doing it while I was on a treadmill. Yet at the same time, too, I was getting really good stuff and posting a lot of stuff. I had a lot of people following me. Is this where it's going, that maybe we don't need network news anymore?
Well, I hope not. But, you know, you also post stuff that winds up being inaccurate in an hour. And
well, on breaking news, yes, anybody does.
So, I, in theory, I've put my trust and faith in guys like Brian Williams and Scott Pelley to filter out the inaccurate stuff and to get it right. And I forego reading Twitter at 3:30, give them an extra 3 hours to get it right, and then I'll tune in at 6:30. I mean, if I were them, that's how I would market network news. It's a waste of time reading Twitter at 3:30. Wait for us. We'll get it right at 6:30. I mean, you've got to hit social media where they hurt, and, you know, truth is the first casualty in social media.
Well, and it's also the first casualty of breaking news, and the mainstream media gets it wrong also when it's breaking news, and it's also being couched by them as well. But I get your point as far as, yeah, you do want trusted journalists, yet at the same time, too, you are getting trusted journalists on Twitter. You know, I'm getting stuff from the BBC and the Wall Street Journal. That's where I'm getting stuff from.
Well,
I'm not necessarily
right.
getting
that's,
it from them.
Yes, if there's a brand there like the New York Times, I follow them on Twitter, and the LA Times, that's different.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about I'm getting it from some person who's just decided to just tweet something. No, no, no. I'm talking about you've got the mainstream and good media brands that are on Twitter and social media. I'll give you the best one. The Wall Street Journal, as far as breaking stories, to me, the Wall Street Journal is one of the best. I mean, I'm not crazy about their editorial board. I think their editorial board's kind of on the far wacky right end. But to be honest with you, their news operation, man, dead on. I mean, they were the ones that were – they were nailing the stuff on the Charlie Hebdo story and a number of stories as well. So I do think that this is where especially younger people are going to look and they're going to go, okay, I got it on my phone. Okay, I got it now. Okay, I don't need to be beaten over the head for the next hour or 2 hours by watching news and having the network news anchors just talking at me, couching everything. I got
right.
it here. I can move on with my life.
So the network news anchors shouldn't be going after a younger audience. but yet they do. And it's the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Because if you watch the commercials of any 630 Network newscast, they're all for Viagra, Cialis, and other prescription medications. It's the AARP. They're clearly targeting an older audience because that's who's watching the network news. People in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. Yet they keep trying to do these stories that try to attract a younger audience. And what I worry about that is in the process of trying to attract the younger audience, they're going to alienate the older audience. But you've got a huge end of the baby boomer generation who are just beginning to get involved with the news and journalists and care about their surroundings. So the whole thing is a stupid dichotomy that you can't get anybody. Nobody listens to me. I get laughed out of a conference room when I say, you know, screw the demographic, let's go for the bigger audience. But the whole thing is a complete hypocrisy.
Is this type of network news just gone in the next 10 years?
No, I mean, the NBC Nightly News has $200 million a year in advertising revenue. That's why they're agonizing over whether to fire Brian Williams or to save him. $200 million. At any moment, there's 33 million people watching any of the three network newses. That's a huge, huge opportunity. Mm-hmm. It's anything but gone.
Mm-hmm. Is Lester Holt the one to fill?
Oh, I certainly hope so. I've known him. He was at my wedding. I've known him forever. The dude works Saturday morning, Saturday night, Sunday night. What more do you want him to do? But, you know what, knowing NBC, they'll probably screw that one up too.
We're talking to Michael Horowitz. Michael, thank you so much. Thanks for your insight on what's going on with the news. And I'm going to have you back on again, my friend.
Oh, I can hardly wait.
For more on John Daly, including his blog postings and instructional videos, go to informnotinflamed.com.